I'm farming and I grow it. I'm farming and I grow it.
You know, Farmer Greg, it's funny. I was just now sitting here thinking about something that you got me started on. Gosh.
10 years ago?
I think this was more like 06 or 05, so we're probably close, pushing 15 years.
Wow.
And that's the migration away from plastic water bottles to
stainless steel. Yeah, I got my plastic schmastic stainless steel water bottle right here.
I like it.
Yeah.
And if this is a 32-ounce that I always carry, and I probably drink three of these a day.
Nice.
And that would be 9 plastic water bottles a day.
Right.
Same water volume.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
So I know we're not really the ones that are polluting the ocean, but that doesn't mean we still need to waste senselessly when we can go get a hydro flask that's going to last us years and years. I mean, you can even
see. Look at that. I mean, that's nicely dented. It's same with the plastic schmastic, man. It's all. So much of the work I've done for 40 years now is really to bring a level of consciousness to how we're treating the planet. And how we're treating our culture. I believe right now, the most important thing that we can be doing is learning where our food comes from and how to grow our own. That's why I do everything that I do. You know, we've got Urban Farm. I do tours. We do classes. I have online courses, all with the idea that we need to become food sustainable in our areas. In fact, that's one of my goals. One of my goals is to create Phoenix into a food secure place between now and when I die, which means we're growing most or all of our own food here. And it's possible. You know, when I was in Europe, I've been in Europe twice in the past 15 years. I was in Italy for 3 weeks in 05, and I was in Croatia for 3 weeks in 2014. Everybody has a garden. Everybody grows food. Everywhere. It was amazing. So, you know, we just need to wake up to the impact that our food system has on the environment and that we can grow healthy, happy food on our own.
Back to our roots. You like that?
Nice.
Let's hit varieties again, because we've talked about citrus,
mm-hmm.
we talked about apples, and it was really only the peaches. We named specific varieties of peach because
right.
There are hundreds, if not thousands, of global varieties of each of these different types of apples and citrus. And
Johnny Appleseed was a real person, and he used to go ahead of migrating, when people were migrating across the United States, he used to go ahead and plant out seeds that he collected from the cider mills so that when people got there, he had apple trees for them. So they have, I don't know, 3,500 to 4,500 different varieties of apples that just from the genetic mixing that he did, do well.
Wow.
In the United States. Here's the thing. There's two varieties of apples that you want to grow in Phoenix. That's it. Anna and Dorset Golden. They ripen in May and June. There's about a dozen varieties of peaches. There's two varieties of apricots, Katy and Goldkissed. But they are absolutely amazing varieties. There's about a half a dozen varieties of plums that do really well here. You go to my website and you can see those are the ones that we sell are the ones that do really well here. And then on citrus, you know, pretty much citrus does well here. The big thing we have to be concerned about with citrus is rootstock, making sure that you get it on a rootstock that does well here. Dwarfing citrus rootstock doesn't do all that well in the desert soil, generally speaking. So I shy away from the dwarfing citrus rootstocks.
And citrus, in their native state, they like to be more of a shrub, so it's not that much, there's not a huge amount of pruning
exactly.
You have to do on the non-dwarf types.
Exactly.
Now, they can get really big if you let them, but those are, I mean, you see
bushes
hundreds of years old, and they've got them trimmed up, and they've worked very hard to get them tall.
Yeah.
You leave them alone and just trim them, they're going to stay low to the ground.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that's something else that I was going to ask earlier.
I was going to say, we were going to talk about how old
life.
fruit trees get, right? I have two citrus trees in my backyard. I live in an old citrus orchard that were planted in the 1920s. So they're approaching 100 years old. In a book that was written called Oranges in 1967, I can't remember the author. He found one citrus tree that was, I think, 479 years old in Europe.
Wow.
So citrus trees will grow a long time. And they'll grow a long time here in the desert. The deciduous trees, on the other hand, if you get 20 good years out of an apple, a peach, an apricot, a plum, you're doing good. So I've actually lived at the urban farm for 30 years. I've gone through life cycles of trees, which has been pretty cool.
And our plan at our property is we're coming up, we're about year eight, I think, in our apple tree. And at year 10, our goal is we've got one stretch we haven't planted and plant it there. That way, when the first trees reach that 20-year mark, you know, you said you get fruit in about 3 years, and that's true. But, I mean, it takes 5 to 7 for it to really
get going.
Get in. Yep. And it takes you that long to learn how much to thin and have the discipline to thin, because it is so hard when you've got this nice little apple cluster. You're like, I really got to take 4 out of 5 of those off. I want them all. I want to keep them all on.
So here's one thing really quickly. I know we're wrapping up the show. Here's one thing really quickly. We have a magic bullet to put in the hole to make your trees last a lot longer. So my fertilizing and supplement recommendations will have your trees live longer. Come on down to the nursery, 4549 North 7th Street. We'll be there until 3 o'clock today. And then again, the second weekend of November. And, you know, check out what we're doing. Fruittrees.org is our website.
And you have your tour next weekend at the Urban Farm?
Next weekend, next Friday morning at 9 o'clock, and next Saturday morning at 8:30 and 10.
Urbanfarm.org, get signed up.
Exactly.